We're talking with Pamela Wise Martinez, Chief Cloud and Enterprise Data Architect at PBGC, the Pension Benefit Guaranty Corp, which is a government-created corporation funded by insurance premiums from employers, investments, and pension plans that it takes over. You talked about a couple of strategic goals, and these were specifically maintain secure, flexible, and scalable technology, and developing and implementing a coherent strategy to upgrade information technology. These both seem deceptively obvious and simple. So can you put them in perspective for us?
Sure. I think that the goal there was really to help the PBGC as a whole to understand that the need for a comprehensive plan roadmap for these strategies and transition modernization. So as we go through doing our normal course of work within IT, that when I'm interacting with businesses around PBGC, they have a clear understanding that this is where we're going. This is what we're doing. There's no guess about why, you know, we're having this conversation or about thoughts and ideals and integrated project teams that may be supporting their efforts.
One perspective of enterprise IT is identifying the complexity and data integration and risk. Is it fair to say that it's the next step where the real technical, business, and political challenges lie?
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. That's the biggest concern in my mind as an enterprise architect, and also I'm certified in enterprise IT governance, the governance of enterprise IT. So from my perspective, it's always about governance, whether you're talking, data, but it's really getting the right people in the room so that they can focus on those things that need to get done. And data integration and data strategy, whether you're talking on-prem, off-prem, hybrid clouds, are really at the nexus of what's really burgeoning in terms of risk. And so I think that can't be overlooked and can't be stated enough.
I don't know if it's different in the government space and the private sector, but there's also the turf issues that people have to deal with. It used to be said the old ISO network chart, which was 7 layers, that there really was a virtual 8th layer, and that was the political layer. How do you deal with those kinds of issues?
I think one of the things I know that PBGC does really well is they really do a great job at bringing IT and business together. They are hip to hip, identifying problems, solving problems, really focused on what is best for the agency. And IT doesn't come to the table with an ego. They come to the table with a more of a service-minded approach. And because of that, I think that that some of the political, fray is somewhat dissipates, you know, because when you come to the table and you're bringing a dish, right, and you have a smile on your face, it's a lot different than you coming empty-handed and you're saying, what's for dinner? So anyway, I use that analogy because I think it's worthwhile.
It's that Friday morning meeting of bringing the donuts in.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
One enterprise IT consideration for hybrid cloud is DevOps versus traditional data center deployments. Is it possible to reconcile the two? And if so, what is your advice for doing that?
Oh, yeah. And I think we're starting to do that. I mean, we've already taken the big, huge step at delivering on Agile IT. So that's one thing. And then when you consider all the legacy applications and the traditional IT that's still going on, the goal there is, from our perspective, is really to have a good understanding about when Agile is appropriate and necessary, and when traditional, say, RUPT or iterative processes do best. But I think there's definitely a merging of the two. We have a business modernization office, and they understand very well how this works.
You developed a chart that considers complexity, risk, and business criticality, and then prescribes which deployment models can and cannot be used. So a couple of questions to follow that chart. Is this workable in the real world, or is there a bit of wishful thinking that might be at play?
No, I think it's very workable. And number one, I mean, first of all, we have to identify what the business criteria is for any type of IT solution, application, migration, implementation. I mean, right? So that's one of the first things we do is business needs analysis. And so when we go through the business needs analysis, we identify what the sort of the business criteria initially, like whether this IT problem or the problem domain we're trying to solve makes sense for it to be, you know, off-prem, on-prem. What's the complexity? So identifying that complexity up front, whether you're federal government or whether you're private industry, is something we do all the time. So you're identifying up front, oh my goodness, this is really complex, or oh, that's a simple thing to do. Okay, well, how simple is it? How complex is it? You know, what do we mean by that? Has it been certified? What is the, you know, in the government, we do the FIPS 199 certification. So we identify, you know, that's one of our major things that we have to do as part of our business needs analysis. And when we get to alternatives analysis as part of the IT deployment or IT selection process, we use that FIPS to say, FIPS 99 process to say, okay, yes, this indeed is a complex or a critical system or, you know, whatever it is. And so that I don't think that that's you know, a government thing. I think that's an IT business thing. So,
and that was my very next question as to whether this is more complex for government because of the regulations such as FIPS that you have to follow.
Well, I think those kinds of things actually makes it easier because I can point to something that says, you know, I'm not making this up. Pamela Wise Martinez isn't making it up. This is kind of the guidance we have. Now, we can agree on it or disagree. We can say what our risk tolerance is or not. We can say, you know, what the regulations or the policy within the agency is. So we can do all those things, but at the end of the day, I can point to something that's, you know, part of the federal government's, you know, guidance.
And last question, is the approach to IT and cloud different for PBGC, which is not government funded, compared with, say, the Social Security Administration, which is government funded, even though both are presenting personal financial data to individual citizens?
I would say it's not really that different. It's different in the sense that, yes, we are funded by the pension plans and the fees that go into that. However, we still adhere to specific, you know, government regulations. We still abide by all those rules, some more than probably others. And we actually have a board of directors, which is unique to our agency, which has the Department of Labor, Department of Commerce, and also Treasury. So they kind of oversee. And so as part of that, and many of the people that work for pension benefit quite certainly come from other government agencies, so they know what works well, and they have experience in how to use what's best, you know, best practices in the federal government. So no, it's not difficult. It's no different from that perspective because we do have that experienced cadre that really understands how to utilize what's best in government.
Do you have a final parting thought for IT departments that are looking to move into the cloud that maybe are just dipping their toe into it?
One of the first things that this organization did, even before I got on board, was they defined their cloud strategy. Now, my job will certainly be in to come in and look at that and say, is that meeting the mark? Is it addressing all the things that we probably should be considering? I would say that the first thing is always, from my perspective, is understanding your enterprise data strategy, because the enterprise data strategy is really what should help you determine whether cloud makes sense to you, whether it's on-prem or off-prem, and certainly will help you govern better.
We've been talking with Pamela Wise Martinez, Chief Cloud and Enterprise Data Architect at the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. Pamela, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh.